When Jesus had come into the temple area, the chief priests and the elders of the people approached him as he was teaching and said, "By what authority are you doing these things, and who gave you this authority?" Jesus said to them in reply, "I shall ask you one question, and if you answer it for me, then I shall tell you by what authority I do these things. Where was John's baptism from? Was it heavenly or of human origin?" They discussed this among themselves and said, "If we say of heavenly origin, he will say to us, 'Then why did you not believe him?' But if we say of human origin, we fear the crowd, for they all regard John as a prophet." So they said to Jesus in reply, "We do not know." He himself said to them, "Neither shall I tell you by what authority I do these things." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
It's very easy for us as human beings only to question authority, especially the authority of the church or the authority that come from God, especially when it challenges us to change our way and it challenges us to seek conversion, it challenges us to be disciples, because it's hard for us to change our own way, much more to change our own self, much more to humble our ego. But this is what it takes, that we have to remember that the true, authentic preaching of the gospel really challenges us, even though it sounds sweet in the beginning, but it stuns us deep from within, because it requires us to conform our lives to the Lord Jesus Christ. And today we celebrate St. John of the Cross, and his whole life was of the cross itself. And the term that we often use, that it had been coined for desolation, that we use over and over again, actually got experienced by St. John of the Cross for many years, a long time. That term is dark nights of the soul. When he and St. Teresa of Avila tried to reform the Carmelite order, they met resistance, and he would literally put in, locked in, inside a small room, a small cell, a dark cell. And that's where he experienced those dark nights. He knew he was doing the right thing, but yet he met resistance. He met complacency, and he met people who didn't want to change their lives. Imagine being locked in a dark cell, feeling like, "Lord, why are you calling me to do this? And I know this is right, but I'm so lonely, all alone. Where are you, God? Why are you permitting this to happen?" And of course, St. John of the Cross have written beautiful poems about ascending into the mountains and descending. Oftentimes in our own spiritual life too, we want to ascend to the mountain and stay up high with God. We want to feel God's goodness and God's love all the time. And when we descend into the dark nights or into the valleys, into the despair, into the doubts, into the trials, into the hardship, we don't want to be there. And we immediately ask God, "Why are you permitting this? Why are these things happening? Why are you abandoning me?" But we cannot stay up on the mountain all the time, just like Moses himself. After he received the tablets of the Ten Commandments, what did he have to do next? He had to go down and tell people that these are the commandments of the Lord. And what did he met right away? Resistance, right? Such is the way of spiritual life. When we receive something from God, there's immediate joy there, but we cannot stay in that joy forever, because we're always being sent out. sent out to preach the gospel, sent out to preach the truth, sent out to preach what God have asked of us, so that the truth set us free. And oftentimes we will have to descend into those dark nights, and we will doubt and question God's goodness. But even as we have heard in the Psalms, even in the darkest of the night, you are there, O Lord. That even when we cannot see God or see His goodness, He is still there. He is still present. So may St. John of the Cross teach us and remind us that even in our hardest day, our hardest trial, may we embrace the cross. May we preach Christ the crucified. And may His love for us help us to become sacrificial in giving our lives to Him.